following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I wonder who's at the door. I'll get the door. Just a second. I'm on my way. Just a moment. Yes?
Mr. Sales?
That's my name, too.
Ooh. You get smart with me again, and I'll put Aunt Jemima in your shorts.
They won't fit her.
Ooh. Shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Sales, you've got to help me. It's my husband. He thinks it's an elevator.
Your husband thinks he's an elevator? Well, why don't you take him to a psychiatrist?
I would, but he doesn't stop at his floor.
All right. Here we go. It's not raining inside. Everybody going to have a great time today on the Moldy Oldie Show. And you just sit back and relax. Hey, because you're beautiful. And you know why you're beautiful? Because you're listening to the show. And if you don't think you're beautiful, just look in the mirror. Look in the rearview mirror. All right, everybody, let's sing out now. Sing it out nice and loud. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby. Don't you be mad at me. Oh, oh, oh. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby. Don't you be mad at me. Oh, oh, oh. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby. Don't you be mad at me.
Live from New York, where fortune cookies are written by out-of-work playwrights, it's the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, starring Soupy Sales, with Geraldine Mordecai, and the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band, and me, Ray Dariano. And now, a man who never surprised on his first date, Soupy Sales.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Hey, and welcome to the Moldy Oldie Show. We've got a great show for you today. We got songs that went to number one, music from this week in Moldy Oldie history. And you know, Ray, this is a special weekend. It's the weekend of the summer solstice.
All right.
So we've got a special salute to summer.
Good idea.
Yeah, and how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. Let me ask you, what was all that excitement going on in the lobby this morning?
Well, they're getting a little crazy around here at NBC.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a new rule that you can't come into the executive offices unless you're wearing a tie.
They're getting strict, huh?
They sure are. They threw out three priests and a minister.
You came in a little late. What happened?
I was at the police station bailing out Julian, my driver.
Well, what happened to Julian?
Well, he picked me up this morning, and while he was driving me to the studio, he started knitting on a sweater.
He's knitting a sweater?
Yeah, and while he's driving.
So what happened?
Well, the cops come alongside, and when they see Julian knitting his sweater, one of the cops says, pull over. And Julian says, no, cardigan. Cost me $500 for his bail.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to drive a greatest sport around. Catch a wave. Catch a wave. Catch a wave, you're sitting on top of the world. Not just a fad, 'cause it's been going on so long. Catch a wave, catch a wave. Top of the world,
from 1963, the Beach Boys and Catch a Wave. This is the weekend of the summer solstice. The solstice is the time of the year when the sun is the farthest distance north of the celestial equator. Mm. And that means it's the official beginning of summer, which reminds me of some important words of wisdom. And I want you to pay close attention to them, and they're very important. All right? Okay. You show me a hyena wearing a stopwatch, and I'll show you a laugh a minute. Now, what do I mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Simply this. It is important to laugh at yourself. After all, everyone else is. If someone tickles your fancy, be grateful. How often in the course of a day do you get a chance to have your fancy tickled? Remember to laugh, and the world laughs with you. Don't laugh, and you're out of a job.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget past loves again, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no, oh, oh, oh.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Thank you.
I can see clearly now. A number one for Johnny Nash from 1972. Johnny's from Houston, Texas, but he recorded that one on the island of Jamaica. I'll get it. Hello?
It's me, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
You know Shirley, your neighbor?
Yes, Shirley, I know you live down the hall.
Oh, you remember?
Shirley, did a butterfly kick you in the head? Certainly I remember. How are the friendly skies?
Well, the skies aren't friendly. I'm in Atlanta. My brother is in a home.
Your brother's in a home? Is he living with your mother?
Oh, let's put it this way. My mother lives in a house.
Yeah.
My brother Reggie is in a home.
Oh, yeah. Oh. What's his problem?
Reggie thinks he's an olive.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because he keeps sticking his head in other people's martinis.
Goodbye, Shirley.
Goodbye, Sophie.
Oh,
sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I've made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
Number one for Donovan from the 1966 Sunshine Superman. This is weekend of the summer solstice, and we're celebrating the beginning of summer here on the Moldy Oldie Show. So you stay with us, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be playing a hit record just released by another world figure. It's a new one by Mrs. Arafat titled, Yes Sir, He's My Baby. And we'll hear number ones from this week in Moldy Oldie history, and we'll visit the year 2525 when Scooby sells Moldy Oldies continue.
The Scooby Sales Moldy Oldies show is brought to you by Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum.
Come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up.
The Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Met Gum. A double great feeling, making you realize Double Met's the one for you.
Double fresh, fresh, double smooth.
Welcome back, and here's the host of Scooby South Moldy Oldies Show, Scooby Sale.
Thank you very much, Ray. Hey, right now we're going to take a look at this week in Moldy Oldie history. What have you got for us, Ray?
Okay, this week in 1885, Chichester Bell and Charles Taylor asked for a patent on their new invention, the gramophone.
Uh-huh, and that same week was the 56th birthday of Joe Cocker, inventor of the spaniel bearing his name.
All right, how about this week in 1962? That was the year the Supreme Court banned prayer in public school.
In that same year, Amelia Carson of Denora, Pennsylvania, had the world's most successful garage sale, selling 35 garages in the first hour.
All right, and back in 1964, Jim Bunning pitched a perfect game this week. It was the first perfect game in National League since 1880.
And also that week, Congress ruled that a man living in Toledo, Ohio, cannot be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. He must wait until he's dead.
Nothing you can sing that can't be done. Nothing you can say but you can learn how to play the game. Easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do but you can learn how to be you inside. Easy.
Thank you.
The Beatles and All You Need Is Love. It was this week in 1966 that the Beatles performed that song for an international television audience. It was on the Ed Sullivan Show here in America and featured Mick Jagger, Donovan, and Marianne Faithfull on background vocals.
Believe it or don't.
Never make love when you have something better to do. But what's better?
Believe it or don't.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the bill you took today. In the year 4545, teeth won't meet your eyes. You won't find a thing to do. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, your arms hanging limp at your side. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine's doing that for you. In the year 65, no husband, won't speak, no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of a long glass tube, oh, oh. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 3510, God is gonna take his mind and dead. He'll either say I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Oh, oh. In the year 9595, I'm gonna wonder if man nothing, whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
songs released this week in Moldy Oldie History, The Hollies and Long Cool Woman from 1972, and in the year 2525, that's Zager and Evans from 1969. What is it, the door? I'll get the door. Just a second, guys. I'm on my way. Just a moment.
Hey, it's
Marvin the Barber. How are you, Marvin?
It's been a haircut night, and I've been working like a dog.
Marvin, don't holler in my ear.
Sorry, Soupy. I thought it was a microphone.
What happened to your arm? It's in a sling.
I broke it, but it's not my scissor hand.
Yeah, how'd you break your arm?
See those steps outside the studio?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, you'll have to excuse me, Marvin. I'm on the air. Would you wait in the office?
That line goes in one ear and out the other.
Well, there's nothing to block traffic.
David Hartman. I cut his hair. He's in a fight once. He was not conscious. I said, David, don't ever play ping pong with your mouth open. You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in your office.
Barbara Walters. I cut her hair. I said to her, Barbara, you have a beautiful mouth. All you have to do is close it. You know what she said to me? Marvin, I'm on the air.
Wait in your office.
Dr. Joyce Brothers. I love her. I love her hair. I cut her hair. She always gives me advice. I said to her, Dr. Joyce, nobody talks to me. Why don't they talk to me? And you know what she said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
No, she said next.
I'm sorry, Marvin, but I don't need a haircut.
I know, Soupy. You look beautiful. You're ageless.
Yeah, how old do you think I am?
You don't look it. Now, look at those fingernails. They're beautiful. Everybody bites their fingernails, but you never do.
What's good for biting fingernails, Marvin?
Sharp teeth.
Get out of here. Wonder was 12 years old when he hit number one for the first time. That was the song that did it for him, Fingertips, Part 2, released this week in 1963. Now, don't go anywhere, because coming up in the next segment, Mrs. Colonel Sanders will be here talking about her new biography about the Colonel, titled On Our Wedding Night, The Colonel Turned Chicken.
And up next, rock and roll gets its first number one when Scooby Shell's Moldy Oldies returns.
Back where I come from, people swear by V8 pickups. Only question ever was, do you buy a Ford or do you buy a Chevy? Now, Take a full-size Ford equipped with a V8 and a full-size Chevy equipped with a V8. Under both hoods, 8 cylinders. But check out the prices and you're going to see a big difference. That V8 Chevy pickup is priced $688 less than the V8 Ford. Well, you heard me right. $688 less, V8 to V8. Well, I figure that you can buy the Ford and give them that $688, or you can buy the V8 Chevy and keep that money where it belongs, right in your own pocket.
Price comparisons based on manufacturer's suggested retail prices for base half-ton pickups with available V8. Levels of equipment will vary.
Lean on Chevy and spend that extra money on yourself.
We're going to make your summer hotter than ever with Lily. She's innocent, run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
Welcome back to the Scoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Scoopy.
Thank you, everybody. Hey, right now we're going to hear songs that went to number one during this week in Moldy Oldie history. Ooh, right. And this segment is brought to you by our very own number one, Vito, and Vito's famous sex symbol school. Hey, you want to be able to attract women and flies and know the difference?
Yeah.
Want to have women at your feet, or can you afford shoes? Ever thought of becoming a full-time sex symbol? Well, now you can, thanks to Vito's famous sex symbol school, where their motto is, if you're sexy, we can make you symbol-minded. At Vito's famous sex symbol school, you'll soon learn how to pick up women just by laying on the ground buried in crisp $100 bills. At Vito's sex symbol seminar, you'll learn such invaluable techniques as how to get the phone number of a beautiful woman using nothing but a soft voice and a .35 caliber pistol. Learn the do's and don'ts of dragging your date through the bar by her hair. And imagine the fun on graduation day when you and the other future sex symbols go over to Kennedy Airport and flash a 747. Vito's famous sex symbol school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your flat flags up. Join me home. Have some fun when the flash lights. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight.
Number one, and it stayed there for 8 weeks, starting this week in 1955, Bill Haley and the Comets, and Rock Around the Clock. I'll get it. Hello?
Stupid baby, it's Murray.
Hey, it's Murray, my agent.
Yeah, Murray D.A.
What's going on, Murray?
Hey, listen, you
You know, I got you booked for the big benefit. You know, they're going to raise a lot of money for the ex-managers of the Yankees home.
Oh, I know that, Murray.
Yeah, and you're the headliner.
Yeah, you told me that. Who's going to open the show?
Would you believe John Cougar Mellencamp?
I don't believe that. How'd you get him?
I didn't. How about the Osmonds?
The Osmonds? I didn't know you knew them.
I don't. I just said, how about them?
Murray, who do you have to open the show?
Well, it's between a whistling fisherman or his mother. Get it? Whistler's mother.
Listen, call me when you get somebody.
Love you, babe.
Okay.
Thank you.
number one from this week in 1965, The Four Tops and I Can't Help Myself. And that was their very first number one. I'll get the door. When is it the door? Okay, I'm on my way. Just a second.
Oh, buenos dias.
Oh, hi, Clara. How's the most famous cleaning lady at NBC?
Very, very well, and very, yeah. Very famous, too.
Yes, you sure are. You're so muy bonito.
Oh, muchas gracias, señor César, from you, the great star. Please, out of my way. I must clean up.
No, no, Clara, you cannot come in. Please, Clara, you cannot.
What do you mean I cannot come in?
We're doing a show.
You're doing a show.
That's right, I'm doing my show.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Doing the show?
Yeah.
There's no business like show business.
Yeah, well.
I do a joke for you.
Okay, do a joke.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Heifer.
Heifer who?
If Heifer, I should lose you, it wouldn't be in summer. It's wonderful, yes?
No.
Oh my God,
I'm
so mad. I'm going
You're
to
not getting
up.
In there, Claire. I got to. Please, my game was so it's a real reason why two stick in this wall panel in my mouth.
Oh, over and over, I try to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do?
That hit number one on the R&B charts this week back in 1959. Lloyd Price and Personality. And speaking of personality, I'd like to bring up to the microphone right now, everybody, a man who's been with me for years. He's a great musician, a gifted performer, the leader of this award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues band. Would you join me in a nice round of applause for Daryl B. Mordecai? Daryl!
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. The Soup, everybody, nationwide, coast to coast. I just like to say hello to everyone in Memphis, Tennessee. You know who you are.
Yes. So what's up, Daryl? So what's up, Daryl?
Well, I tell you something. I shouldn't be saying this, airing my dirty laundry on the nationwide, but you know, if I live to be 200 years old, I will never understand women.
Oh, yeah, what happened this time?
Well, you know, Jackie and Marianne and Diane, they're my three stewardess friends.
Yeah.
They're all flying, you know, and they ain't around the apartment, so I was getting a little bit lonely, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I went out to see what I could see, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think I know.
Yeah, so anyway, I went over to the surf club, you know.
Yeah.
And I tell Mr. Soup I met this beautiful Italian girl. Her name is Rita.
An Italian girl, huh?
Yeah. She's so gorgeous, you know, but the situation is she didn't speak any English.
Well, I know you don't speak Italian.
No, I don't.
How did you communicate?
Well, see, what I did was I said, Dow, you ain't going to blow this, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I didn't have any pasta with me, so I got my notebook out, you know.
Yeah.
And I drew a little picture. See, I drew a picture of two bottles.
Yeah.
And I showed it to her.
Yeah.
And she nodded, you know, like, yes. And so we had some wine.
Well, that's nice.
That's using my head, right?
Yeah.
Then I drew a picture of a knife and a fork and a chicken, you know. And she nodded again.
Yeah.
So we had dinner.
Well, that's really smart.
I was on a roll. You know.
That's smart.
So
yeah.
After dinner, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
I get the notebook out, you know.
Yeah.
And I drew a little picture of a bed. You know what I mean?
You old devil. What happened?
Yeah. Well, she took the bed from me, and she drew a picture of her husband. Man, I don't understand women.
Play, Daryl.
Yes, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't touch that dial, because coming up next is Soupy's Joke of the Day.
Yeah.
With Soupy Sales' Moldy Oldie Show. Continue.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Doublemint Gum. A double great feeling, making you realize Doublemint's the one for you.
Come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's.
Take Canada's best. Come on up to the best, Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
And we're back on the Soupy Shelf Moldy Oldie Show. We're about to hear some one-hit wonders, but first, it's time for my favorite part of the show, and I'm told that it's Lulu's favorite part of the show, too. Yes, it's time for Soupy's Joke of the Day.
All right!
Okay.
As a farmer has three pigs, and one day he and his wife take the three pigs over to a neighborhood farmer to have them mated. So while the pigs are being mated, the farmer asks the other farmer, he says, how will we know if it takes? And the farmer says, well, he said, if it takes, they'll be eating grass, and if it doesn't, they'll be rolling around in the mud. So he said, okay, and they get through, and they take the pigs back to the farm, you know, and 2 or 3 days go by, and the farmer comes downstairs one morning, he says to his wife, he says, well, are they eating grass, or are they rolling around in the mud? She says, they're rolling around in the mud. He says, well, let's put them in the car and take them back over there again. And so they put the pigs in the car, they take them back over to the other farm, they get them mated again, and they come back, and a couple of days go by, and the farmer comes downstairs, and he says to his wife, well, what are they doing? She says, they're rolling around in the mud. He says, I don't have time for all this, I got things to do on this farm. He says, let's get them back in the car and take them back over there. So they put the pigs in the car and they take them back over there. They get them mated again. They bring the three pigs back and they come back. About 3 or 4 days go by and the farmer comes downstairs one morning to have a cup of coffee and he says, well, he said, are they eating grass or are they rolling around in the mud? And his wife says, neither. Two of them are sitting in the back seat. The other one's up front honking on the horn.
Full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow, never wait. Hands full of money, all in debt. Sun coming out.
That hit the top 30 in 1968. Woo! From the film Wild in the Streets, Max Frost and the Troopers with Shape of Things to Come.
Well, yeah.
Just listen to what we've got coming up in the next hour. A member of the city council will be here to explain that due to a gas shortage, the National Indigestion Conference will be canceled.
And still to come, famous birthdays and a salute to the year 1960 when Snoopy Sales' Moldy Oldie Show returns. Welcome back to Snoopy Sal's Moldy Oldies Show. This hour, we'll give you a list of seven sandwich meats that taste lousy on pita bread. And now, here's the man who convinced Dustin Hoffman to play Tootsie, Snoopy Sal.
All right. And he said, I'll do it. I'm on a roll. Okay. Anyway, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. This hour, we've got some famous birthdays to celebrate. And if it's your birthday this week, we've got some astrological advice for you. But right now, we're going to salute the first year of the 60s, 1960. And our salute is brought to you by a guy who's been in business since 1960, Vito. And Vito's famous June Bride School. Hey, you want to walk around with rice marks on your face?
Yeah.
Want to walk down the aisle too scared to breathe?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a full-time June bride?
Yeah.
Well, now you can, thanks to Vito's famous June Bride School, where their motto is, we'll never let you falter as you race down the altar.
Yeah.
At Vito's famous June Bride School, you'll learn how to keep a straight face while wearing a white wedding gown, even though you just got through dating the entire New York Mets baseball team.
Yeah.
You'll also learn how to walk down the aisle with your father while your ex-boyfriend runs nude in front of you to try and change your mind at the last minute. As a future June bride, Vito will personally give you a complete five-piece June bride kit, which includes four bridesmaids and a husband, preferably not your own. On your wedding day, Vito will sing the traditional wedding song, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Vito's famous June bride school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say I do, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side.
She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a ride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, it's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a handout, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Was the first hit for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Shop Around, released at the end of our featured year, 1960. 1960 was a great year for music. Mm-hmm. It was also the year that Richard Nixon ran against John Kennedy for the presidency.
Yeah.
Of course, TV was different back then. Oh, on Friday nights, you could catch 77 Sunset Strip, Route 66, Harrigan and Son, The Twilight Zone, and back in 1960, on Friday nights at 7:30 on CBS TV, it was this one. My Little Margie. No, it was Rawhide. Rawhide ran for 5 seasons and introduced us to Clint Eastwood, who played Rowdy Yates. He was second in command to the trail boss, Gil Faber, played by Eric Fleming. Other regulars on Rawhide included singing star Chef Woolley as Pete Nolan and Paul Brinegar as Wishbone the Cook.
Ah, they just don't make shows like that anymore.
Yeah, well,
what's on TV this week?
This coming week? I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dynasty this coming week.
Oh!
Sexy Joan Collins forces the entire Boston Pops Orchestra to play Brahms' Lullaby, Totally in the Nude. Different Strokes. Since little Gary Coleman does not trust his fellow schoolmates, he has a rearview mirror installed on his jockey shorts. Family Ties. Alex tries to stop the girl he loves from making the biggest mistake of her life, wearing her underwear on the outside of her dress. About People's Core. A patient sues her doctor for alienation of infections. Judge Wapner scratches the case.
best things in life are free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
In our featured year 1960, Money from Barrett Strong. That song was written by Berry Gordy, who went on to form Motown Records.
Believe it or don't.
The best way to combat juvenile delinquency is to get the kids interested in bowling. That way, you can keep them off the streets and put them in the alleys where they belong.
Believe it or don't.
Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, he's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before,
happy we'll be beyond the sea. And never again I'll go sailing.
Number six from our featured year, 1960, Bobby Darin and Beyond the Sea. Hey, stay with us, because coming up in the next segment, we're going to observe the 88th birthday of Luther Cream, inventor of the cheese bearing his name.
And still to come, records released this week in Moldy Oldie history and a kinky birthday when the Snoopy Styles Moldy Oldie Show continues.
It's like they say, sometimes you see things with your own eyes that are still hard to believe, like a river that runs uphill or a turnip the size of a bowling ball. Now, take full-size pickups. You'll see something that's hard to believe, like a V8 truck that costs you less than a truck with a six. Sounds crazy, but it's true. A full-size half-ton Chevy pickup equipped with a V8 actually costs less than a Ford with a six. $147 less. Chevy with a V8, $147 less than a Ford with a six. So ask yourself, would you rather have the Ford or the Chevy? Answer's simple, unless you don't care about money.
Price is based on a comparison of manufacturer's suggested retail prices for a Chevy half-ton pickup with available V8 and the base half-ton Ford pickup. Levels of equipment will vary.
A Chevy V8 for less than a six. You can see it with your own eyes at your Chevy dealers now.
Come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's.
Take hands with Canada's best. Come on up to the best, best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
And we're back on the Snoopy Shelf Moldy Oldie Show, and here is Snoopy.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. Right now, we've got some famous birthdays to celebrate.
Oh, really? Who was born this week?
Well, Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys.
Uh-huh.
Ray Davies of the Kinks.
Yeah.
Chris Christopherson. Todd Rundgren.
Yeah.
Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
Carly Simon.
Yeah.
Peter Asher from Peter and Gordon. Yeah. And Elvis's manager, Colonel Tom Parker.
All right. All born this week. Yeah, well, what if some of our listeners were born this week? What have you got for them?
I'm glad you asked me that. If you were born this week, you were born on the side of Manischewitz. So if anyone steps on your foot today, let out a little whine. Today will be your lucky day. On your way to lunch, you'll be struck by a 500-pound four-leaf clover. And finally, if you were born on this day, you will fall in love with a Leo. But be careful. Don't let the animal trainer catch you in Leo's cage.
You really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. You really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Kinks and the top 10 hit from the winter of 1964, You Really Got Me. Ray Davies of the Kinks was born this week in 1944 in London. He formed the band in 1962 with his brother Dave Davies. I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, Superdoc. Guess who this is?
Is your name Hollandaise?
Hollandaise?
Yeah, I notice you're always on the sauce.
It's me, Sadie.
Oh, Sadie, how are you?
Well, I'm fit as a fiddle and tight as a drum.
I believe you. Sadie, maybe you should stop that drinking and get something to eat.
Listen, kiddo, eating will never solve as many problems as drinking.
Why?
Did you ever try to tell your troubles to a busboy at a salad bar? So long, Supo.
So long, Sadie.
I'm okay, here I'll stay.
That's Peter and Gordon. Yeah. Peter Asher was born this week in 1944 in London. In 1964, Paul McCartney was going out with Peter's sister, Jane Asher. Paul wrote that song for Peter and Gordon, A World Without Love. I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. Just a second. I'm on my way. Just a moment.
Hiya, fellas. It's Jerry and the Magic Coffee Wagon.
Hey, it's Jerry with the coffee. How are you today, Jerry?
I'm a victim of circumstance.
You always are. What happened?
I was in a boat all morning.
Were you fishing?
No, just drowning wives.
Sounds exciting.
And listen to this. I took your advice, and I got into movies. I'm a stuntman.
Really? In a big movie?
It's a super production.
Who's producing it?
My super.
Well, what do you do in this movie?
Well, I get hit by a car.
Yeah.
I get trampled and stabbed.
Yeah.
And yesterday they said I had to jump off a cliff, and I said, what if I get killed?
Yeah, and what did they say?
They said, that's okay. It's the last scene.
Yeah. Well, did you learn anything from this experience?
Mm, did you know that they don't hang men with wooden legs in China?
They don't? Why not?
They use rope.
Serve the coffee. They use rope.
Coffee, coffee, coffee. That's what I'm always bringing. I know that all my fans out there wish they could hear me singing. I was born in Manhattan.
Serve the coffee, Jerry.
Sainey, I always bring you coffee. You know I'll never fail. I almost wasn't here today, but my mother put up bail.
Well, listen, stay out of trouble, Jerry.
I'm trying, but I like the movie business, Soupy and all the girls.
Uh-huh. Did you meet a lot of girls on the set?
Whenever they walked by, I turned their heads.
You did?
Sainey, I didn't do their stomachs any good either.
Say goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye, Jerry. I was born in Manhattan.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the dark, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands. Take you in the sun to promised land. Show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you what
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Thank you.
The Zombies and Time of the Season from 1968. Zombies lead singer Colin Blunstone was born this week in 1945 in Hatfield, England. Now, don't go anywhere, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be interviewing a beautiful girl from Boston who has just been chosen Miss Broken Light Switch of 1986. I will try to turn her on.
And break out your drumsticks, because we're going to be playing Wipeout when the Soupy Sales Moly Oly Show returns.
We're gonna make your summer hotter than ever with Lily. She's innocent, run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mecca. A double great feeling making you realize Double Mecca's the one for you.
Double fresh.
We're back now on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, coming up, we've got the further adventures of Philo Kvek. But first, we're going to hear some songs released this week in Moldy Oldie history. Yeah. But before we do, I'd like to share these words of wisdom with you. Great. They're very important, and we want you to pay close attention to them. You show me a tote bag for hamburgers, and I'll show you a McDonald carry. Now, what do I mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
All right.
What do I mean by that?
Yeah.
Nothing. That's what I mean. Sometimes, like people at this very moment, people say things that have no meaning. Yeah. So the next time someone asks you for a tote bag for hamburgers, just say to them, McDonald carry. And they'll look at you the same way the people here in the studio are looking at me now. The Safaris and Wipeout, a song released this week in 1963. It went all the way to number 2. I'll get it. Hello?
Mr. Sands!
Yes.
It's Julian.
Hi, Julian.
Julian Arminano.
Yes, I know.
Your driver.
I know you're my driver, Julian. What can I do for you?
Boy, the show is really entertaining today.
Well, thank you, Julian.
I had a couple of guys come up to the car and said, hey, that's funny. What is that? I said, it's the show of my boss.
Yeah. Thank you, Julian.
Hey, I want you to know I'm going to be right on time today.
Great. That's good.
Yeah, I am so glad to be alive.
Uh-huh. How come?
Well, I was scared this morning, you see.
Yeah.
My uncle Miguel, he sent me a cuckoo clock.
Yeah.
But when I heard the package ticking, I thought it was a bomb, so I stuck it in a pail of water.
Gee, did you ruin it?
No, but now I have the only clock where the cuckoo comes out every hour and gargles.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see too far through, for I was never told about the sorrow.
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? How can you mend this broken man?
How can a loser ever win?
Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again.
I can never see
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
How can you mend a broken heart? How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
time once again for the exciting and often ridiculous adventures of Philo Kavej, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pirates.
So the pirate had come through. She'd hit this big palooka and put him away. For the time being. But who is he? Look at his ears. You could swat flies with him. If he went to a restaurant and was waiting for a table, they'd hang five hats on him. The only other time I'd seen a head like that was in a bag of oats. I told the pirate I'd be back soon and to get ready to split. Someone wanted us dead. I had to see someone at headquarters. I hailed a cab. Police headquarters and step on it.
Don't tell me how to drive my cab, Mac. Know what I mean?
No, I'm not in any hurry. I just missed a cockroach back here and it's running under your seat. I just wanted you to step on it.
Yeah, I get it.
What are you doing shooting a cockroach? You want to get into trouble?
Ain't going to be no trouble. It was self-defense. So listen, I was saying to the little woman. She said to
me... Well, he just babbled on about his daughter. And all I could think about was who wanted me out of the way. How much was the map worth? I had to get some answers. Lieutenant O'Hara was a good friend. He knew all about the boats, the owners. I'd find some answers.
So would you believe it? Her friends give her 6 hours before she got married.
That popular, huh?
No, that dirty. That'll be $4, pal.
Okay. I walked into the station house. O'Hara around?
Yeah, around 250 pounds. That pizza's getting to him.
What, would you tell him Kavech is here?
He's in a meeting with another Kavech, the captain. Hey, what's this about, Kavech?
Someone's trying to get me out of the way.
I wish you'd get out of my way. I want to go to the John.
Listen, I'm serious.
I am, too. I really have to go.
Well, mention my name, you'll get a good seat.
Will the sergeant get a good seat? Can anybody get me a good seat at Shea Stadium? And how about that Gooden? Ain't he something? Be with us next time when we hear Philo say...
A Subway series? That's exciting!
On the further adventures of Philo Kavej, world's greatest part-time private eye.
He'll never get out of there. He'll never get out of there.
Thank you.
song released this week in 1968, Classical Gas, by Mason Williams, who was a writer on the Smothers Brothers TV show when he came out with that. It went all the way to number two. Hey, now don't go anywhere, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to author Pedro Feldman, author of the new cannibal cookbook, How to Serve Your Fellow Man.
And still to come, the action-packed conclusion of the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies show.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies show is brought to you by Today's Chevrolet and Tough Chevy Trucks. Nothing works like a Chevy truck.
Back where I come from, people swear by VA pickups. Only question ever was, do you buy a Ford or do you buy a Chevy? Now, take a full-size Ford equipped with a V8 and a full-size Chevy equipped with a V8. Under both hoods, eight cylinders. But check out the prices and you're going to see a big difference. That V8 Chevy pickup is priced $688 less than the V8 Ford. Well, you heard me right. $688 less, V8 to V8. Way I figure it, you can buy the Ford and give them that $688, or you can buy the V8 Chevy and keep that money where it belongs, right in your own pocket.
Price comparisons based on manufacturers' suggested retail prices for base half-ton pickups with available V8. Levels of equipment will vary.
Lean on Chevy and spend that extra money on yourself.
Come on up to the back. Share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best. Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's. Taste can't win, can't win, best. Come on up to the best, best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
Welcome back. And here's the host of Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show, Soupy Sales.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ray. And we want everybody here next week for the Moldy Oldies Show, because we're going to have some really special guests.
Oh, really? Like who?
How about Mary Tyler Morbid?
Mary Tyler Morbid.
Popular TV actress now living in a funeral home. How about Alan Balda?
Alan Balda.
Former MASH star who's lost all his hair. And how about Yoko Bono?
Yoko Bono.
Japanese wife of John Lennon, formerly married to Sonny and Cher. How about Jerry Lee Jewish?
Jerry Lee Jewish.
Rock singer with the big hit, Great Matzo Balls of Fire.
Look here, girl. Take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall. Though you love and lose, you must stand tall. I said there's short for common sense.
Top 30 from the Marvelettes with Gladys Horton on lead vocals. Too many fish in the sea. Now, here's some scenes from next week's Moldy Oldie show.
I'm that man, the United States Marshal, and a little lonely.
I ain't fooling.
Hello.
Jesse's buggy.
Hello.
They told me about Jesse.
Yeah, sure.
Come in for some coffee?
Well,
him bop.
And I better tell you something.
Look.
Not Rod.
Yeah. Drop it, Box.
Rod hasn't done anything.
Rod.
Tell him.
It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful.
Kill him.
And a little lonely.
All that and more on next week's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies show. Hey, this is Soupy Sales. Thank you so much for being with us today and tonight. And I hope you'll be with us next week at the same time. So until we see you, you take good care of yourselves. You have a wonderful week. You take good care of yourselves. Now remember, I love you. Big kiss. Bye-bye, everybody. All right. Here we go.
This has been Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, starring Soupy Sales, produced by Dan Fermento and Ben Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer, Frank Cody. Recording technicians, Gene Garnes and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere, Rodney Bell is there, and Mark Humble. Soupy jingles are performed by The Phantoms. I'm Ray Dariano. Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies has been a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment.
Keep on smiling. And everything is gonna turn out right. I said, keep on smiling. Everything's gonna turn out all right. We'll see you with Moldy Oldie on the weekend night. Yes, Shabba Doozet, oh, ribbity dabbo, yeah. Ha ha ha.